بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We'd like to continue inshallah ta'ala reading from this book that the Imam, the author of the book himself, rahmatullahi rahmatan wasiatan alayhi, al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, has mentioned to us and has advised us to read and understand and promote what is in this book. The Imam, he says, wa'alam وَعْلَمْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ أَنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّمَا جَاءَ مِنْ قِبْلِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَمْ يُوضَعْ عَلَى عُقُولِ الرِّجَالِ وَآرَائِهِمْ وَعِلْمُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعِنْدَ رَسُولِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم فَلَا تَتَّبِعْ شَيْئًا بِهَوَاكَ فَتَمْرُقَ مِنَ الدِّينِ فَتَخْرُجَ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ فإنه لا حجة لك فقد بين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم لأمته السنة وأوضحها لأصحابه وهم الجماعة وهم السواد الأعظم والسواد الأعظم الحق وأهله فمن خالف أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في شيء من أمر الدين فقد كفر. This is point number 5 in the English translation of this book, Explanation of the Creed, on page 26. Our brother Abu Talha Dawood Burbank there in Birmingham, England, Habibullah, he has translated it. May Allah have mercy upon you. Know that the religion is what came from Allah, the Blessed, the Most High. It is not something left to the intellect or opinions of men. Knowledge of it is what comes from Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So do not follow anything based upon your desires, and so deviate away from the religion and leave Islam. There will be no excuse for you, since Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, explained the sunnah to his ummah and made it clear to his companions. And they are the jama'ah. And they are as-sawadul a'zam, which our brother has translated as the main body. And the main body is the truth and its followers. Page 27, at the top of the page. So he who contradicts the companions of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, in any of the affairs of the religion, then he has fallen into disbelief. Our beloved father and elder and noble scholar, Sheikh Saleh ibn Fawzan al-Fawzan, Habibullah ta'ala, in his explanation of this statement brought forth by the noble Imam al-Barbahari, the author of the book, Explanation of the Creed, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, الدين إنما جاء من عند الله فهو الذي شرع الدين سبحانه. That the religion is only that which comes from Allah. And it is that religion that He legislated, the one who is above any imperfections, that is Allah. ليس لأحد أن يشرع دينا لم يأذن الله به. It is not for anyone to legislate a deen that he didn't have permission from Allah to do so. or that Allah did not give permission to do so. And if we can, we can find, we have a noble Quran here, alhamdulillah. Maybe someone can look up these verses, inshallah, so we'll be able to read them, inshallah. Surah Shura, verse 21. The verse says, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. In the interpretation of the meaning, while the brother's looking it up, inshallah, we'll give it a shot. May Allah forgive us if we're incorrect in the interpretation of the meaning. Or do they have partners? So a shura, I guess they call a mutual consultation, verse 21. And for, do they have for themselves, or have they partners who have instituted for them a religion which Allah has not ordained? Or have they partners, meaning with Allah, who have instituted for them a religion which Allah has not ordained, or Allah has not given permission for? Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he says, هذا استنكار والتحذير. This is an important point, because now the Shaykh is beginning to explain. He said this, meaning the statement from Allah that Imam al-Barbahari has mentioned, the statement from Allah, that is the verse that Imam al-Barbahari is implicitly referring to, because he didn't mention the verse. He's implicitly referring to the verse that Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan brings to us explicitly. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he says, هذا, meaning all of this is what has been said, is an istinkar and a tahzir. It is a rejection and a warning. It is reviling and a warning. فَالدِّينُ هُوَ مَا شَرَعَهُ اللَّهُ وَبَلَّغَهُ رَسُولُهُ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْهِ. Sheikh Saleh says, so the religion is that which Allah has legislated, and what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has conveyed. هَذَا هُوَ الدِّينُ الَّذِي قَالَ اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى فِيهِ شَرَعَ لَكُمْ من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه. This is Surah Shura, the same Surah, the same chapter, verse 13. And the interpretation of the meaning of that verse, He, meaning Allah, has ordained for you the same religion which he ordained for Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and that which we have revealed to you, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that which we ordained for Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, saying you should establish religion. You should establish the religion and make no divisions in it. You should make no divisions in it. Then Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he says, هَذَا هُوَ شَرِيعَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ خُصُوصًا هَؤُلَاءِ الْخَمْسَةُ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ هَذَا دِينُهُمْ فَمَنْ حَادَ عَنْهُ أَوْ اخْتَلَفَ عَنْهُ هَلَكَ وَضَلَّ. Sheikh Saleh, he says, this is the sharia of the prophets. This is the laws of the prophets specifically. And they are al-khamsa. They are five, meaning five prophets. Ulul azm, those whom we conveniently call, or loosely call in English, the five major prophets. But a better rendering, inshallah, of Ulul Azm are those prophets who've been singled out that had more firmer resolve and determination and patience in their suffering. It's a long explanation for Ulul Azm, but this is the crux of and the gist of what the meaning of Ulul Azm is. Out of all the prophets and all the messengers, there are five that have been singled out and called Ulul Azm. Those Ulul Azm that we call commonly the five major prophets are the ones who outstripped all of the other prophets and messengers in patience, in being tolerant, in persevering in their trials and tribulations, and they exceeded the other prophets in all the things that those other prophets were commanded to do with regards to delivering the message and being patient with the harm that came to them. This is the short meaning of Ulul Azm. So Sheikh Salih, he says, هَذَا دِينُهُمْ. This is their religion. So whoever swerves from it, or differs from it, or differs with it, هَلَكَ وَضَلَّ, then they have become destroyed, and they have gone astray. وَهُوَ مَبْنِيٌ عَلَى تَوْحِيدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَتَرَكِ عِبَادَةِ مَا سِوَاهُ. Sheikh Salih, he says, and this is founded and based upon the Tawheed of Allah, the Mighty, the Sublime, and the abandonment of worship for other than Him, meaning other than Allah. وَتَقَيُّدِي بِمَا شَرَعَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And it is also limited. This deen is limited. That which they brought, and more specifically Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is limited to that which Allah the Mighty and the Sublime has legislated. وَالْإِبْتِعَادِ عَمَّا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ هَذَا هُوَ الدِّينَ. And also staying away from that which Allah has proscribed. This is a new word for us in English. Proscribed, which is the opposite of prescribed. Prescribed means made obligatory. Proscribed means made prohibited. He says, وَالْإِبْتِعَادِ عَمَّا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ. And to stay away, far away, and stay distanced from that which Allah has made prohibited. هَذَا هُوَ الدِّينَ. This is the religion. Then the author of the book, Imam al-Barbahari, he says, لَمْ يُوضَعْ عَلَىٰ عُقُولِ الرِّجَالِ وَآرَائِهِمْ. It is not something left to the intellect and opinions of men. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, commenting on this statement, he said, لَيْسَ الدِّينَ مَا إِسْتَحْسَنَهُ الرِّجَالُ أَوْ رَأَوْهُ. He said, the religion is not what men deem to be good. It is not what men have the opinion to be something that is good, nor what they have the view to be good. فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَيْسَ دِينَ اللَّهِ. So this is not the religion of Allah. هَذَا دِينُ النَّاسِ الَّذِي أَحْدَثُوهُ. He said this is the religion of the people, meaning the religion they made up for themselves, and they are calling Islam. This is the religion of the people of which they have invented, meaning the Muslims, after the Jews and the Christians and the other people of other religions, and also the Muslims, he means. This is the religion of the people of which they have invented. أَمَّا دِينُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَهُوَ الَّذِي شَرَعَهُ أَمَّا مَا رَآهُ الرِّجَالُ بِآرَائِهِمْ فَهَذَا لَيْسَ هُوَ دِينَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ هُوَ دِينَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. As for the religion of Allah, the Sublime, the Mighty, then it is what He has legislated. As for what the people, the men, and of course men is a generic term here because it could also mean women, because we know that we have women in the past, not so distant, far distant, and today, and Allah knows best, there will be women along with the men who will also legislate that which Allah has not legislated and call it Islam. As we find that woman who we call Amina the Dude. Her name is Amina Wadood. But we call her Amina the Dude, because she took upon herself to make another religion by saying that it was permissible for a Muslim woman to lead men in prayer. So she added to her own legislation, calling it the religion of Allah, taking the position of a, and I say between quotes, a dude, meaning a man. Her name is Wadood. So she made herself a dude, and she not only led the men in prayer, but on Jumu'ah, their Jumu'ah that they legislated, on the day that Allah legislated Jumu'ah, she gave a khutbah with men and women in the audience, and then she led them in prayer with her backside in sujood with men behind her. So, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, فَهَذَا لَيْسَ هُوَ دِينَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He says, this is not the religion of Allah, the one far removed from blemishes and shortcomings and defects, and He is the Most High. وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ دِينُ مَنْ وَآهُ. But rather, it is the religion of the one who deems it to be the religion. But rather, it is the religion of the one who has the opinion that it is religion. فَلَا يُنْسَبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدِّينِ إِلَّا مَا شَرَعَهُ عَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِهِ عَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, so it should not be attributed to Allah as the deen. Nothing should be attributed to Allah as the religion except that which Allah has legislated on the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We stop right here from Sheikh Saleh Fawzan's statements. It's a very basic fundamental principle that every single Muslim, even the young ones amongst us, can memorize. The Sheikh is alluding to a very basic principle. Two principles, excuse me, together. They can't be separated. Number one, Al-Islam is that which Allah has legislated. Excuse me. Number one, nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah. Nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah. Number two, and Allah cannot be worshipped except by that which He legislated. That's it right there. That's our religion. Nothing can be worshipped except Allah. La yu'bad illallah. Nothing can be worshipped except Allah. Secondly, that we cannot worship Allah except by that which He legislated. That's our religion. And this is what the Sheikh means. So Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Habibullah, he says, وَمَا شَرَعَهُ غَيْرُهُ لَا يُنْسَبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And whatever someone legislates other than that cannot be attributed to Allah. وَإِنَّمَا يُنْسَبُ إِلَى مَنْ شَرَعَهُ. But only that which is related to Him, the one who did it. That is, the one who legislated it. That religion that He legislated has to be attributed to Him, not to Allah. وَاللَّهُ بَرِيءٌ مِّنْهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolved from that. Is exonerated, for lack of better words, than from that. Is free and innocent of that which they have concocted. This is what the Sheikh means. Whatever they have made up, as Sheikh al-Albani used to say, rahimahullah, when someone would ask him, where did they get that from, Sheikh? Sheikh al-Albani used to say, min indiyatihim. They get it from their brains. They get it from their own mind. It came from themselves. They made it up. So Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, وَإِنَّمَا يُنْسَبُ إِلَى مَنْ شَرَعَهُ. It can only be related to the one who legislated it. It can't be related to Allah. It can't be attributed to Allah. And this makes sense, brothers and sisters. This makes sense. If someone makes something up, then how can you give someone else the credit for it? You're not going to give someone else the credit for something that someone else invented. If the person who invented the automobile, how can you give the credit for the one who made the automobile 100 years ago or 200 years ago to someone who is living today? It just makes sense. It's logical. So whatever they're saying is the religion, it has to be related to them. If it's not what Allah has legislated, then it can't be related to Allah or attributed to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahu bari'un minhu. Allah is free of that. And then the Shaykh, he says, qala ta'ala, am lahum shuraka'u shara'u lahum min ad-deen ma lam ya'zam bihi Allah. He brings the verse again, verse 21 from Surah Ash-Shura, and Surah Ash-Shura is Surah number 42. Qawluhu, then the author continues, وَعِلْمُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعِنْدَ رَسُولِهِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah says, knowledge of it is what comes from Allah and His Messenger. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Habibullah Ta'ala, he says, أمور الدين توقيفية لا بد من الأدلة عن الله ورسوله في أمور الدين يتقيد بما جاء في الكتاب والسنة من أمور الدين وتترك المحدثات والبدع التي ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان وإن كان أهلها يرونها دينا وإن كان أهلها يرونها دينا ويتقربون إلى الله بها فنحن لا نلتفت إليها ولا نؤمن بها لأن دين الله ما شرعه هو ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The statement of the Imam, knowledge of it is what comes from Allah and His Messenger. Sheikh Saleh, he says, the affairs of the religion is tawqifiyya. And we won't translate the word tawqifiyya. We'll just tell you what the Sheikh says after that, and then you'll understand what tawqifiyya means. He says, the affairs of the religion is tawqifiyya. Tawqifi. He says, لا بد من الأدلة عن الله ورسوله في أمور الدين. He says, so it is incumbent, it is obligatory, it is inevitable that the affairs of the deen have to have proofs. It has to have proofs that it's coming from Allah and His Messenger with regards to the affairs of the deen. Because the affairs of the religion, the Shaykh, with the meaning of it, what he's saying is that the affairs of the religion, more specifically, but not restricted to, aqidah. The affairs of the deen, more specifically, al-aqidah and manhaj, because they're one. There's no difference in general between the aqidah and the manhaj. No difference. So the affairs of the religion, more specifically aqidah, and every other affair that comes from Islam, aslan, from its roots and its foundation, is tawqifi. Meaning, you have to have a proof and evidence from Allah and His Messenger. With that, we're going to stop and we're going to read from Imam al-Barbahari's book. We're going to show you, inshallah, that we are Salafis, and that Salafis are respectful to their elders and their fathers and their scholars. But if they make a mistake or say something that is incorrect, then the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah will correct them, will respond to that mistake, and will not leave them to make those mistakes without being corrected, because we are supposed to have ghira. We are supposed to have jealousy for Allah's religion. In the very last statement of Imam al-Barbahari in this book called Sharh al-Sunnah, the very last statement, the Shaykh says, the Imam al-Barbahari, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, and for those who have the book, it's on page 108 in the English. Listen closely. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, he said, if Allah knows that a man hates a person of innovation, He will forgive him even if his actions are few. A person of sunnah would not help an innovator except due to hypocrisy. Whoever turns his face away from an innovator, Allah will fill his heart with faith. Whoever frightens an innovator away, Allah will grant him safety on the day of great terror. Then Imam Al-Barbahari, concluding this book, page 108 in the English, he says, وَمَنْ أَهَانَ صَاحِبَ بِدْعَةٍ رَفَعُهُ اللَّهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِئَةَ دَرَجَةٍ فَلَا تَكُنْ صَاحِبَ بِدْعَةٍ فِي اللَّهِ أَبَدًا. Whoever debases, humiliates an innovator, Allah will raise him in paradise by 100 ranks. So for Allah, never shelter an innovator. This statement by Imam Al-Barbahari, whoever debases or humiliates an innovator, Allah will raise him in paradise by 100 ranks. Sheikh Ahmed An-Najmi, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his explanation of Sharh As-Sunnah, the book called Irshad As-Sari, he says, وَأَقُولُ إِنَّ بَعْدَ هَذَا الْكَلَامِ فِيهِ نَظْرٌ فَرَفْعَةُ الدَّرَجَاتِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَا تَكُونُ إِلَّا عَنْ تَوْقِيفٍ. He says, I say that some of this speech that the Imam made, meaning Imam Al-Barbahari, Sheikh Ahmed Najmi, rahimahullah, he said that I say that some of this speech, meaning the statement that Imam Al-Barbahari made, it has some looking into. You have to take it with a grain of salt. He says, because the raising, the elevating, the rising up of the Sunni, the meaning of it is, the rising up of the Sunni because of him opposing this person of innovation, him rising and becoming elevated in degrees in Jannah, he says, this cannot be except from tawqif. Except from tawqif. Exactly what Sheikh Salah Fawzan is saying in this particular part of the book, that you have to have a proof. In other words, Sheikh Ahmed Al-Najmi is saying that the statement that Imam Al-Barbahari has said, we don't accept it. We don't accept it unless there's a proof. In order for Imam Al-Barbahari to say that the person who humiliates and debases an innovator, that he's going to be raised 100 degrees in Jannah, you have to bring a proof, Imam Al-Barbahari. This is what the Shaykh is saying. You have to bring a proof because we're Salafi. And even though he's the esteemed, revered Imam Al-Barbahari, we will not accept that statement. Why? It's because that's something from Ghaybiyat. That's something that's from the things that are hidden from our view. Those things that happen in paradise and hell, no one knows what happens in paradise and hell, even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unless Allah informed him of it. So if we don't have a statement from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stating that the person who humiliates an innovator and debases an innovator is going to be raised in Jannah 100 degrees, we don't accept it. Even if it's Imam Al-Barbahari, even if it's Sheikh Al-Albani, even if it's Sheikh Rabia, even if it's Sheikh bin Baz, even if it's Imam Ahmed, we don't accept it. Even if it's Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, we don't accept it unless there is a dalil. Specifically and more exclusively with things that have to do with the things of aqidah or the things that are hidden from our view. Then, and I think we only have how many minutes left?
You have
15 maybe?
18.
I know it was close. My clock inside my head tells me something close to 15. So then Sheikh Salah Fawzan, he says, so the affairs of the religion are tawqifi, meaning you have to have proofs from Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this, brothers and sisters, does not diminish the rank of the scholar. This does not degrade the scholar whatsoever. This is not a statement of debasement or disrespect. They still hold their status. But the religion of Allah has more right to be protected and preserved. So the Shaykh, he says, لابد من الأدلة عن الله ورسوله في أمور الدين. So there has to be evidences from Allah and His Messenger with regards to the affairs of the religion. And the affairs of the religion are restricted and limited to what comes in the book and the sunnah with regards to the affairs of the religion. وَتُتْرَكُ الْمُحْدَثَاتِ وَالْبِدْعِ الَّتِي مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. And novelties and newly invented matters and innovations are those things that have to be left off, those things of which Allah did not send down any authority for. وَإِنْ كَانَ أَهْلُهَا يَرَوْنَهَا دِينًا. Even if the people deem it to be the religion. It's like Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَإِنْ أَرَاهَ النَّاسُ حَسَنًا. He said, every innovation is astray, even if the people see it or think of it to be something good. Then, Sheikh Salah Fawzani says, وَيَتَقَرَّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِهَا. So even if those people think and have the opinion that's the religion, and they utilize it to get close to Allah with it. They utilize these things that they've legislated to get close to Allah with it. فَنَحْنُ لَا نَلْتَفِتُ إِلَيْهَا. We don't pay any attention to it whatsoever. We don't turn our attention to it whatsoever. وَلَا نُؤْمِنُ بِهَا. And we don't believe in it. لِأَنَّ دِينَ اللَّهِ مَا شَرَعَهُ هُوَ وَرَسُولُهُ. Because the religion of Allah is what Allah Himself has legislated and what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has legislated. Sheikh Salah Fawzan, he continues, لِأَنَّ الدِّينَ مَبْنِيٌ عَلَى الْعِلْمِ الَّذِي جَاءَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ النَّاسِ وَآرَاءَ النَّاسِ وَمَا اسْتَحْسَنُوهُ وَمَا تَتَابَعُوا عَلَيْهِ وَهُوَ لَيْسَ لَهُ أَصْلٌ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ أَوْ سُنَّةُ رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Because the deen, the religion, is founded based upon knowledge of which comes from Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and you should not follow the desires of the people, nor the opinions of the people, nor what the people think are good. And I like to add to that, Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah, he says that anything that scholars deem to be good from their independent reasoning, the ijtihad, more specifically the modern day scholars, and it doesn't have an evidence, he said, then it's an innovation. Even if the scholar, Sheikh Al-Albani says, even if the scholars deem something to be good, they make istihsan, they deem something to be good from their ijtihad, and it has no evidences from it, he said, more specifically the modern day scholars, he said, then we don't accept it as an innovation. Sheikh Salah, he says, so even if, he says, do not follow the desires of the people, nor the opinions of the men, nor what they deem or feel to be good. Don't follow it, because it has no foundation, no basis in the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Whoever innovates or introduces into this affair of ours that which was not originally of it, then it will be rejected. وفي رواية من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever practices or implements a practice or does an action that is not originally of our affair, then it will be rejected. Sheikh Salah says, فَالَّذِي يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَمَلُهُ صَالِحًا مُفِيدًا فَعَلَيْهِ بِأَمْرَيْنِ. So whoever desires that his actions be righteous and beneficial, then upon him are two matters. الأمر الأول the first matter إخلاص دينه لله من الشرك that he frees his religion to Allah meaning his worship of Allah from shirk he removes shirk from his worship of Allah that he makes his establishment of his worship of Allah by the religion of Islam free and devoid of shirk والأمر الثاني number two اتباعه سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإخلاصه من البدع والمحدثات the second affair or matter that is upon the person who desires to have his actions righteous and beneficial for him is that he follows the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he cleanses and purifies and make free his actions free and devoid of innovations and newly invented matters وَسَيَجِدُ الْإِنسَانُ مُخَالِفَاتٍ فِي الْعَقِيدَةِ مُخَالِفَاتٍ فِي الْعِبَادَاتِ كَثِيرًا And a person can find things in opposition to beliefs and things in opposition to worship that they are many. لَهُمْ أَهْوَاءُ وَلَهُمْ رَغَبَاتٌ وَلَهُمْ آرَاءُ وَلَهُمْ طُرُقٌ فَنَحْنُ لَا نَتَّبِعُ النَّاسَ فَلَا فنحن لا نتبع الناس بل نعرض ما عليه الناس على الكتاب والسنة He says So people have desires and people have wants and people have opinions and people have paths meaning that they take but we do not follow people but rather we weigh and test what the people are upon The measuring stick that we use, Sheikh Saleh says, is by the book and the sunnah. فَمَا وَافَقَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُنَّةِ فَهُوَ حَقٌّ وَمَا خَالَفُهُمَا فَهُوَ بَاطِلٌ So whatever is in agreement, whatever is in agreement with the book and the sunnah, then it is the truth. And whatever opposes the two of them, meaning the book and the sunnah, then it is falsehood. Then the author, he says, فَلَا تَتَّبِعْ شَيْئًا بِهَوَاكْ So do not follow anything based upon your desires. So do not follow anything based upon your desires. Sheikh Saleh says, لا تتبع شيئا بهواك ورغبتك ولكن يكون هواك ورغبتك تابعين لما جاء عن الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا تهوى إلا ما جاء عن الله ورسوله ولا ترغب إلا ما جاء عن الله ورسوله هذا هو سبيل النجاة شيخ صالح فوزان he says So do not follow anything with your desires and your whims. But make your desires and your whims followers of that which came from Allah and His Messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't make your desires follow anything except which comes from Allah and His Messenger. This is a very nice point. Because some of us may have the misconception that we can't follow our desires. Some of us may have the misunderstanding that we can never follow our desires. Following your desires is not an evil thing all the time. It is permissible. In fact, it is legislated to follow your desires. As long as your desires follow that which comes from the book and the sunnah, it is permissible and even legislated to follow your desires. So the Sheikh, he says, وَلَا تَرْغَبْ إِلَّا مَا جَاءَ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Don't desire anything except that it comes from Allah and His Messenger. هَذَا هُوَ سَبِيلُ النَّجَاةِ Because this is the path of salvation. إِذَا اتَّبَعْتَ هَوَاكَ سِرْتَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ Listen closely. So if you were to follow your desire, if you were to follow your desire, then you will have become amongst those who follow their desires. وَلَمْ يَتَّبِعُ الْوَحْيَ الْمُنَزَّلِ And not the ones who follow that which was divinely revealed. قَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدَى مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ This is Surah Al-Qasas. And they don't bring the verse, but I believe it's around 49 or 50. Inshallah. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ عَمَّا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ عن عما جاءك من الحق. In Surah Al-Qasas, the Shaykh brings the verse, but if they answer you not, that is, do not bring the book nor believe in your doctrine of Islamic monotheism, then know that they only follow their own lusts. That they only follow their own lusts. And then the question is asked, and who is more astray than one who follows his own lusts without guidance from Allah? Without guidance from Allah. And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter number 5, verse 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أهواءهم عما جاءك من الحق. The interpretation of the meaning of this verse, verse 48, inshallah. And we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, the book in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it, and that which was sent over it. Then the verse, the part of the verse that the Shaykh brings, so judge among them by what Allah has revealed and follow not their vain desires diverging away from the truth that has come to you. And we'll end it here inshallah for sake of time. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.